How big a challenge is this for a player to come in with a coaching staff, with a team, everything's brand new, and get ready to play and show off for the scouts?
I mean, it's really challenging, but after we went about defense last night in the meetings, it's pretty similar to, you know, run down at Miami, so, you know, I pretty much picked up on it real quick.
Did you think at all about all the scouts and personnel guys that were ringing the field, or were you able to just focus on football?
Just focus on football, man. You know, like the head coach said, you know, the meeting, and like our coach always tells us, you know, just another noise. And, you know, I'm not saying, you know, the scouts, you know, I hear a bit of noise, but, you know, I'm just focused on, you know, what I got
to
do.
You know, in the NFL, it used to be linebackers were 6'4" and 250 pounds. It's not that way anymore, is it? What do you bring to the table, Denzel?
I mean, just, you know, physical guy, man. Like, I get knocked for myself a lot of time, but I'm going to play big. I'm going to play like I'm 6'2 or 6'3.
You know, Telvin Smith at all, the Jaguars drafted him last year from Florida State. He's 218 pounds, and all people did was say, well, he's only 218, and yet he played, and he played big. Yeah. There's some smaller linebackers out there that you look to and say, if he can do it, I can?
Yeah, I mean, I was recently compared to the linebacker for the Niners, the rookie Chris Borland. And, you know, like, I think he's 5'11". I watched him at the Senior Bowl and his college highlights and when he's at the 49ers right now. I mean, he just played big, man. It's like playing with a chip on your shoulder.
This is a long process. I mean, this is just the beginning. And then all of a sudden you've got the combine and then personal workouts and then the draft and then OTAs. I mean, how do you physically prepare for what you know won't end until after your rookie season, really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just go in every day, man, put that work in and, you know, make sure you get your rest afterwards. You know, just treat your body right and eat right, you know, and get ready for it the next day.
People are focused on 52 on Saturday. What are they going to see?
I mean, God is going out there 100 miles per hour. I mean, I get knocked from my height, so it's going to be a 5'11", you know, missile out there.